I can be led, but I must walk within. I can be led, but I must walk within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I can be led, but I must walk within. I deal with a lot of people every single moment of my life. And as I deal with these people, I deal with them on the basis of leading them, showing them the way, opening up the pathway that I follow. And then I have to do the toughest job of the teaching procedure, the sharing procedure, and that is to let them do it themselves. Now, I was in Nigeria, and I was talking to a young man, and he was saying to me that he wanted to meditate more than anything in the world, but he just could not get himself to quiet down. He could not get himself to just let go. He could not get himself to do what had to be done. And I said to him, what has to be done? Well, Dr. Byerly, you lead me to the path. You lead me to what I should do. And then I'm lost. Then I'm there, but I'm like a horse at the starting gate waiting for the gate to drop down, to open, to let me go. And I'm held back. I cannot get through the starting gate. And I say, well, you know, most people are like that in life. Most people are at the starting gate, and they're ready to go and do all the magic that they're ready to do, and they don't even know what it is. But the starting gate doesn't open, and they have to wait behind the starting gate, and they're held in abeyance. They're held away from their goal. Yes, I can be led, but I must walk within. So, we've been reading a lot about science and how scientists have worked with testing people and reading their physiology, reading their body nervous system, reading how their body acts when it responds to different stimuli. And tests were done of an athlete doing his basketball on the court and doing his basketball in his mind. And it was found that the athlete does his basketball in his mind maybe even a little more happy than he does his basketball on the actual floor. When he is on the court doing basketball, he makes mistakes and he's bouncing around and he's, his opponents are getting to them and he's having a little tough time getting past them and getting the ball down to the net. Well, when he is in his mind with his eyes closed, sitting in a relaxed position, in his mind he has no problem. When a person comes to him and tries to stop him or deter him from making a move one direction or another, he has the genius instantly to know exactly what to do. He is not thinking about it. He's not worrying about it. He's not thinking, now, if he doesn't make this, he won't get the ball to where he wants to put it for the next activity the ball must engage in. And you see, our mind gets so filled up with so many things. We have so much garbage in our mind that needs to be thrown out and be one-pointed on what we're going to do. So that's why these great skillful athletes, when they are in their meditative state, when they're in their relaxation state, when they're in their inner listening state, they are peace. They do not fight the opposition. They know how to move skillfully and beautifully and harmoniously to accomplish what they want to accomplish. I talked with a person the other day about meditation, and they were telling me how they really enjoy meditations. They enjoy guided meditations that I have done for years, and perhaps will do again more often, but as of the moment, it didn't seem to be the thing to do. Well, a guided meditation is where you lead a person into meditation, and you take that person from point A to point B. You take the person from, okay, let's sit down now. Let's take a deep breath and just let it all out. Relax, relax, relax. Relax, relax, and do this three times. Just relax, relax. Okay, now, mentally, let's think, I am love. I am love. I am love. Okay, then, you think I am love. And I'll talk about love while you think I am love. The little puppy dog is laying on the floor. And you get down on all fours and you tickle him with your fingertips. And the puppy dog rolls over on his back and says, more, more, more. And then you take your nose and you rub it in his tummy. And you give him a kiss. You take his paw ever so gently and hold it in your hand. And you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you and the puppy are in the deepest, most profound, most absolute loving relationship that anyone can ever know. A mother or father does this with their baby, but as the baby grows older, they stop doing it. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. I can be led, but I must walk within. I can be led to the meditations, but I must take the journey within. Now, you left me as I took you on our guided meditation. You left me as we were snuggling the little puppy, and you wanted to reach down and hold him, but you shouldn't. Be ever so gentle. Do not consume the puppy. Do not eat a puppy up. Just think that he's most wonderful. Let that only be an inspiration. Let that be the leading that takes us to the inner walk. And then let our heart be so filled with love, so filled with the meditation of awareness of the inner self that we are. So, so fantastic. Oh my goodness sakes. It is such a wonderful feeling. Every time I think about it, I get goosebumps all over. And I feel so wonderful. Because I can snuggle that little puppy. I can snuggle that little baby. I can snuggle that wife or that husband. I can snuggle that friend. Maybe each in a different way. But each in the way of mutual oneness. I don't need the puppy to love me. I love the puppy. And you can be sure he loves me too. I don't need my wife or husband to love me. I love them with that snuggle love. And I meditate into their hearts. And I walk within. And it's a wonderful feeling. I can be led to meditation. But I must walk within. Alone. Always, under all circumstances, if you can avoid being guided by someone else to your inner path, to your inner awareness, do so. Walk within, and only you can do that. And as you walk within, you find all the doors open up. All the snuggly doors open up. All the good doors open up. All the feelings of success open up. And perhaps, if you're an inventor, you'll find inventions flowing into your consciousness. If you're a professional musician or bookkeeper or boss, or you'll find you and your employees will now be one, not fighting each other, but one cooperative on behalf of a mutual project. If you're a teacher, all your students will delight in your presence, in the oneness, because you meditate with them. You, in your heart, see them all being all that they can, and guiding them to be all that they are. You are the magic. You are the wisdom. Only you can walk within in your introspective meditation. So walk within in your meditation today and watch how wonderful it is and how fantastic it is. And watch how exciting it is, because that's who you are. That's who I am. That's what all is. You're a glorious being, and have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.